glad you must be to see someone coming along to help you. I'll take you up gently and carry you home to Mother. Don't be frightened, dear. I am your friend. Tilly knelt down in the snow, stroking the bird with her hand and the tenderest pity in her face. It was only then that she realized Kate and Bessie were laughing.
Don't stop for that thing, they chided. Now come along. Let's continue looking for a purse before it gets too cold and dark.
You wouldn't leave it to die, cried Tilly. I'd rather have the bird than the money we might find in a purse. After all, the purse would not be mine, and I would only be tempted to keep it. But this poor little creature will thank and love me for my trouble. Thank goodness I came in time.
Gently lifting the bird, Tilly felt its tiny cold claws cling to her hand, and its dim eyes brighten as it nestled down with a grateful chirp.